storms, not...
So if you define wealth as something that can be stored, then you...
Neighbor is stored. When the guy made his table, his neighbor...
To say that a nation is not wealthy that has lots of services is ridiculous. You're stuck in the George's paradigm of only material things can be wealth.
But
services are what... More and more of our economy is a service economy.
I know that, but you can't store it.
So what?
But then it's no wealth because it's evaporated. Wealth, surely, if one of the characteristics has to be the wealth, is the ability to convey the wealth from one person to another, right?
Well, isn't that done? Whenever a service is given, isn't wealth being conveyed from one person to another? If a doctor treats you, if you get a massage, if it...
That's wealth being
transferred.
Acts in the creation of one
knowledge or health or something.
It's not wealth itself.
It can't store it.
We had this argument for half an hour.
It's labor.
It's ludicrous to talk about.
And it can be stored in this, right? The guy who made this.
More and more of the wealth of a country.
Services that are servicing the creation of wealth.
Right.
It's not wealth itself.
You guys work it out. Yeah, your presentation.
I'm tenacious. You're not going to have
only one thing. Okay, there was a... Okay, that was fine.
You're wrong, it's called stubborn.
That was fine. If you had gone back to the... We were talking about the money creation. There were no numbers hanging on it. Right? No numbers. So... there was up in the air. So you just need this little spreadsheet I often have together. It's like, I deposit $100, $3 goes into till for the reserves, $97 is available to be lent out, blah, 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 blah. It's in any economics textbook. We need to have that there, I think. Mm. You got to show it as opposed to saying it, all right? You know what I mean, right?
Right, but it's not the way the system works.
Okay, but that's the theoretical. But you have to start with a theory. That's the theory.
This is going to confuse the audience.
Yeah, because it's not a lie.
And it's confusing.
But that's what they're all exposed to. I mean, okay, you choose. You choose. There was a major faux pas in about the bank money versus public money. Mm. All right? That logic doesn't stand.
I'm not sure what you're referring
to.
Okay,
reserves are separate.
Right. No, when you get... reserves is just a definition, right? It is a legal definition in the Federal Reserve System. So, yes, only the banks can have reserves. But when the Fed printed up this $85 billion a month and they used it to buy government bonds, that money was in the real economy. However...
it wasn't.
However, they bought... what happened? The Fed gave out cash and took in bonds, right? The Fed's holding bonds. Now, who sold the bonds?
They didn't. They took a lot of the bad debts off of the bank's books with that money.
Yeah,
that's what they used that money to reestablish the health of the bankrupt bank.
Yes,
they bought off a lot of their bad debt with
mortgage
that money.
Mortgage-backed securities, but the Fed cannot buy anything that has credit risk. Okay.
Oh, excuse me, they did.
Well,
they bought it.
Well, then that's a difference. So, mortgage-backed securities secured by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac don't have credit risk. They're insured.
Well,
so you got to be careful with that.
I don't know if $1.2 trillion of mortgage backs on the New York Fed's balance sheet are all secured by those organizations.
Well, that's to be checked. That's to be checked. But that's why the Fed, for example, the Bank of Japan, which is doing its quantitative easing, is buying REITs, real estate investment trusts, it's buying shares, and it's buying bonds. It can take credit risk. The Fed cannot take credit risk. That's so to be checked. Okay, so
the facts.
All right, to be checked.
So that's the thing.
So money is fungible. So once the bank has sold a bond and received cash from the Federal Reserve, it's free to do what it likes to do with it. Right. The reality is, it is probably what you said, that it's used to build up its capital, and they've been very cautious about lending. So it wasn't really lent on into the rest of the economy. So the what you said was right, but the mechanic was a little suspect. Right?
Okay, well, that's not my strong point.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so that's the end of yours. Your stuff was very good, except I wouldn't futz with the computer.
Well, it wouldn't have been.
Okay. Yeah. And one other thing.
QWERTY really is awful.
What?
QWERTY is just so bad. That's the only reason.
All right, okay.
Because I use a better keyboard.
All right. Dovac.
Otherwise, I would have gotten right there.
Right, okay. But the thing was, how do you put a spreadsheet together? Which, and you can do this because I don't know how to do it. So, had you summarized the key numbers in a spreadsheet, but let it unfold, would have worked wonders. So, in other words, let's assume you start with the assessed values of these. Okay, you showed the three lots. There was nothing on them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, assessed values by the city, one column, right? Then let it roll out. Next slide has two columns. The sale price 2005, 2007, whenever?
Seven and 13.
Okay, seven. Sale price 2013, all right?
Yeah.
And just let people see how the whole thing is just unfolding, but you need to have it in a summary. Trying for us to read those little rickety-dickety numbers up there is not doable,
yeah.
Right? And it looks a little, there's people need to be able to compare, and by having it on a spreadsheet, they don't have to keep the number in their head. What did the city assess it at?
Right.
You got to have it all in one.
Yeah.
They can unfold. You know what I mean by unfold?
Yeah, you got to highlight certain things you want to stand out.
Yeah.
For example, the numbers.
Boom, boom. As you go through,
well, that's
you kind of had those
slides for you, but you put it all in one.
Where
I made like four slides.
In, right. It was pretty good. So. One slide has one column, next slide has two
then
columns.
Then you add a second,
yeah,
then
exactly,
you add another.
Exactly.
One.
Right? And that would have given it, because then way the user doesn't have to keep the.
So, what I was trying to do with those pictures was to give sort of authenticity. These are real Department of Finance thing. I looked up on that website.
That's good, but they can be thrown in at a second.
I can show that as a picture, but yeah, the spreadsheet would be
good. Yeah, the key data had to be there. This is very good. Okay?
Yeah,
And then you had a wonderful thing, which if it was presented a little differently, it was the McDonald's, right? I mean, I was shocked at the number. I didn't think it was anything like that low, right? But so you bring it all together, have the picture.
McDonald's taxes.
Oh. Yeah. McDonald's is a major real estate operator, not a hamburger store.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying that the number just
quite make that
because
point.
Like for example, the lady there, I know it. She knew it. She knew that McDonald's, right? She knew that the lady was there. But you have great data, but it's not standing out of people.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It needs more work.
Yeah, it just needs to be able to show the whole lot, the size of the lot, and here's the tax bill. Next slide.
Yeah.
How could that?
100 grand ought to be 5 million.
Yeah, exactly. So that just needed a little.
It's like 0.0001% of somebody's bonus in McDonald's.
Right. Uh-huh. And finally, the financing. That was pretty good. But I would have changed the order of the thing a little bit. I would have said, just so that it hangs together. I would have started with, okay, because you're coming in after Alan, so he's shown you the high line. The people have seen the pictures, they've seen the various assessments, right? So I'd have said, okay, how are these infrastructure improvements paid for? Well, we created a corporation, Highline FC.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
It's two corporations. The one she talked about was just for financing.
Sure.
And the other one was for implementation of the development.
Okay, so that should have been next to follow on from him, right? These are the two. This
you
is
said and talked about the concept of land value being taken by the society.
Well, I was getting to that to the end. But anyway, so let's say Sue should have pushed on, I think, with the how this was financed, two corporations, how they were done, how did they raise money? Mm. That's what they did, okay? And who benefited from their raising money? That you had all clearly laid out, but maybe it was just, could be simplified a little bit, just, you know. But this is very clear that it was all these institutions were deriving benefit from this kind of thing, right? So that was pretty much fine, right? That was pretty much fine. Then at the end, And just to say, to make it simple, because I have to move on. I mean, people are getting tired after 2 hours, you know, right? And in your thing, they're going to be at multiple events, right? So they're going to be pretty tired people.
They're going to be, right? Ours is at 10 in the morning.
Sunday morning. You'll be lucky if we get this
many people. To get
customers.
So that's a good thing. And then at the end, I would have said, okay, another way to do this, right? And I would have taken together the two issues of the land value taxation, saying, look, cities putting in money to put the railway and all this kind of thing. Who's benefiting? It's increasing the land values. Why not recapture that increase in land values for the benefit of the public? Okay, so the guy who's in the property doesn't lose. It's not a tax, it's a payment for benefit received. Mm-hmm. Right? He's one of those kind of things.
That's not in the theoretical part, that's in the concrete example of the Hudson Yards.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just throwing out the suggestion. It's better to be descriptive and then prescriptive. Explain the situation as it is, yeah. Right? And how it could be done differently as a second issue. Right?
I understand.
That's just my own thinking. But I mean, you can use your presentation. I just like to do things that way. This is the way it is. This is the way it could be. And then just lay out the two things together. Bring them together. The land value taxation and then the
public money.
Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. Bring them together at the end.
Yeah.
Because the way it was now is that the listener has to fish for the data throughout the presentation. Whereas if you, that way, it's all tidied at the end for them. It's all packed up. Mm-hmm. But otherwise it was really good. Right? Really, really good.
Yeah, we have to leave them hopeful.
Yes, exactly.
I thought the guy was going to commit suicide.
But really, really good. Really good. Which just those things. That's the only thing.
We're gonna keep working on it.
We have a week to pull it together, tighten it up.
Yeah.
That's really useful. We're gonna get the video, and we meet tomorrow night, so we're gonna review the video and stuff.
Byron worked out with you how to get it to you.
I'll pick it up towards school.
Will you be able to be getting your video equipment for the forum?
Yeah, you guys decide what you want, and we'll take care of it.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
No problem.
Great.
So otherwise it's pretty good. And then the last comment, which we all suffer from, abbreviations. Pack. What's a pack? Okay.
Yeah, most people don't know.
Yeah, you got. It's just one of those things.
Like pack, super
pack. Just
packs.
One of those things. Political action. You know, it's just those things. Any terminology you got to be doing, and even in the slides, you had abbreviated HY.
Yeah.
Can you spell it out?
Yeah, spell it out. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's going to be on. I mean, if you get it videoed and other people will be watching it. I mean, people are still looking at the last year's effort.
Yeah.
I in fact emailed it to someone last week.
Yeah.
When you were there last time.
Yeah.
So
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine someone's in Wichita. HY.
That's true.
How can we tie the land and the money together at the end, would you think?
As I say, I'd like to do the thing. My personal thing is describe the situation as it is and then how it could be done differently.
Yeah.
Right? And then
you said at the end, let's put the two together. Right. So
well,
the,
I mean,
the
everyone has their view. Everyone has.
You got the very end, someone could say, these two things are, you shall have worked for land, you shall have worked for funding. Then someone could say, repeat the two things that each of you said. So they're both happening simultaneously on this one development.
Well, they're both the commons, right? The commons of money and the commons of land.
Yeah. Getting all the benefits of the NEED Act and funding and capturing the land.
But what Billy is saying maybe at the end, in other words, so you spend only half your time explaining what's going on, but the other half is. And now the alternative, just like Ron said, when Anthony said, if we have a land value tax, or if we have public money, it would play out this way. One, all of these bonds First of all, they wouldn't have to issue nearly as many bonds because they'd be receiving grants from the federal government. Exactly. Number two, whatever it is that we would explain, you know, the same with Alan, he'd say, if we were collecting land value taxes and the subway comes in and increases the land value, it's not being captured. It won't be captured by the individual landowners. It'll be captured by the community.
What if Sue and I went first, and then you guys came in with the reform?
No, I was thinking that you and I should go first, and then the two of them should go second, because we're talking about land,
money, and
we're talking about money, because it kind of
yes, that makes sense. But you need to introduce the issues at the beginning, mm-hmm. right? And a quick introduction of these are the key issues, mm-hmm. and let it go from there.
Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking that it kind of flows.
It jumps, right? It goes from land, yeah. money, to so land, yeah. to yeah. money, as instead of just yeah. you do the theory and then you follow it up right away.
Like I create the conceptual framework, and Alan.
Well, what
is
about doing the examples than doing the theory? Me,
what's the
Anthony,
point in doing
Sue,
the,
you.
I mean, the whole point of understanding the example is first you kind of laid out the principle. I mean, you
don't
give the
catch
example.
Them. You catch
you can
them
give
once.
The example, but they're not going to get anything out of it if they don't already realize what's wrong with this. You know, what's wrong with this situation.
Well, that's why you have to. Wasn't Mike Curtis has a great phrase? Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them and tell them what you told them. Right?
That's
horrible.
I'm going to miss next week. I wish I could be.
Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them and then tell them what you told them. So you need some one slide or some key points you're going to make. Mm. Right? Objectives.
Yeah. I mean, I think Anthony and I tried to do that. He had his framework with his main points, and I had my three points that are.
But it has to be very, very brief. Just this is what this means.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is what
I think maybe something in the intro with the moderator has to really give a little bit more of the big picture.
Exactly.
You know,
this is what you're going to learn
big
here.
Picture, right.
This is what you're going to learn
right.
here.
Right. Exactly. We're going to work on that.
At the end, I can come.
You're going to get more time. We're going to give you another minute or two. 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
You really have to have.
So I explain the problem in the beginning, and then at the very end of the whole thing. I could say that you have these two things together happening in the example of Hudson Yards. You've got the debt-free financing, and you've got capturing the land value that's created by the city and the subway system and all the infrastructure.
I mean, it can be very simple. You can just say private developers are profiting from public money in two ways. One. Mm-hmm. Public investment in infrastructure benefited, gave rise to increased property values without any recapture to the city. Two, the financing of this whole project allowed financial institutions to glean vast profits which could have been handled in a totally other way. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to learn here. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Or you could also raise the issue as to, I mean, you know, talking about the moral issue, why do these developments happen? There's all this investment in it. Why aren't other developments that benefit the public, like hospitals, schools, all those things, why aren't those happening?
Excellent.
You
know,
you're part of NIDA.
Exactly.
Call for education and health.
Yeah.
That needs to be emphasized because the public always feels like there's never money to do anything for the interest of the public. This is.
God damn it, Kimball!
That's a brilliant
Main Street
that's
is over there.
You know, there's always money for private benefit, but no money for public benefit.
Yeah.
No, exactly. There's something just short the cycle to whack them all in.
Yeah, I think those are good suggestions.
We'll brainstorm it tomorrow.
Tough. I mean, all these things go through iterations, right? It can't be.
This is a very.
To edit,
this
so.
This is a big pro. I mean, this is a really big project that requires a lot of thinking and research. And Alan and Sue have been doing the research in part in the Hudson's Yard, because that's really that requires a lot of data.
Yeah. But you made it very tangible and accessible. I mean, the way it was done with the going through the Borough Block lot and showing the map and all. I mean, people can really identify with it. It's not something that you just pull out of a rabbit's hat.
I like the idea of actually showing on the website. If I make sure I get my QWERTY right, which I can, I knew QWERTY for 50 years.
That's too contentious.
But the fact, it's not if I don't goof it.
Just do a green screen grab and just put it in your slide.
I already did that. I did this specifically because I thought, well, hell, why not give them a little know-how? Like, if you're interested in this, it's public information.
Just remember,
NYC.gov.
You have 12 minutes.
I know.
And you and Sue went over 12 minutes. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I know. I got to really cut that down.
The way you did the introductory video was very good. And can you use that same technique? So you do the screen grabs, but you have the links there in case someone wishes to use them.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
All right. So, I don't know.
Pretty good.
All right.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you very much for
all the feedback.
Yeah, thanks for
it may be